Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Buttercup News on Monday, the 13th of October, 2025. It's Monday. Hope you had a good nice weekend. It was the weather with us was quite nice. Hope it was nice with you. I was, you know, walking the dog in a T-shirt. Obviously, I had other stuff on. It wasn't just a T-shirt. I'd have been arrested for that. But I'm just saying, it was T-shirt weather, and we're in October. You know, we're not far off from, 2 months and a few weeks from Christmas. So, nice weather. American markets had a bit of a wobbler, and it's sort of overspilled a little bit over here. There's some stocks taking a bit of a hit. People are becoming bearish. Donald Trump's latest threat to impose additional 100% tariffs on Chinese goods is a typical example of US double standards, the Chinese government has said. How does it get to this? How do the markets sell off on a president just, you know, posting on social media? Are the markets not more robust than that? I don't see how we got this situation. It's insane, isn't it? It's now become normal that this would happen. But pre-Trump, it wasn't normal, and it shouldn't be normal. You shouldn't be writing policy, economic policy, on social media and stirring at the markets of this. But then he's come back and said, it's okay, everything will be okay. President Xi is obviously having a bad day or something. But the thing is, it was about rare earths. And rare earths we need for the future economy. And China has got a chokehold on the global supply chain of rare earths. They really have been playing a clever game here, the long game. So I was looking at the percentages. They reckon about 61%. Of mined rare earth production comes from China, according to the International Energy Agency. And the country controls 92% of the global output in the processing stage. Again, how do we get into this position? Where China, hardly, you know, a government you can trust, a regime you can trust, are in control of 92% of processed rare earths, which are needed globally to advance the world economy. They've played a clever game here, haven't they? And they said they're not afraid of Donald Trump's threats. And they wouldn't be. Because pretty much a lot of, you know, I mean, the rare earths go into chips and all that stuff, and cars, magnets, all this kind of stuff. And a lot of, you know, US growth is dependent on that. That is worrying, isn't it? So the market's bouncing. So let's look at the markets. But I don't believe we're out of the woods. If you like the woods, that's fine, isn't it, I suppose? Some people don't like the woods, especially in the dark. But let's have a look at the markets here. I'm going to look at the American markets first. So NASDAQ was down 3.5% on Friday. It's now up 1.75%, so not regaining that lost ground. If you imagine that a big bar, a red bar on the chart going down, it's halfway back up that red bar. This could be the start of a little bit of a correction. It's not a bad thing. I've just listened to Howard Marks, actually, on CNBC. Very clever guy, worth looking at Howard's, you know, monthly memos. They're very clever and, you know, very insightful man, very erudite, very eloquent, very articulated. articulate, I should say. But he was saying that, which is a good point, about the S&P 500 being, you know, expensive as it is historically. So the average now, what is, we afford PE of 24, the average is 16. So trouble is, to, you know, if you look at the companies in the S&P at the moment, the Mag 7, they're a lot better than they were previously. They dominate global industry, don't they? Many of them. I mean, you know, who hasn't got something that Apple produces or Google? Who isn't using that? Or Microsoft? All these companies. You know, there's probably a chip that's being used by NVIDIA, by some of us using ChatGPT and all that stuff. So they are globally relevant companies, very efficient and growing, like they're small caps. So I suppose they need to be on a higher rating because they're exceptional companies. But the fact that the market sold off so quickly on just a social media tweet suggests to me there's a bit of worry out there. And it may not be done yet. And like I said, corrections, you shouldn't worry about corrections. They set the base for another rally, essentially. And if you can imagine it like a roller coaster ride, you know? You know, when you start off on a roller coaster, you don't start when you all jump in, you go up that little hill, start of the hill. And it's about 45 degrees almost, is it, I suppose? It's something like that, quite steep. And then you come down, you go back up, and that's like the markets. You know, you get to a certain height, just come down, but then that creates a speed and momentum to climb again. That's essentially what happens. So, and if you know, if the only worry about the American markets is pretty much valuation, that's corrected with a correction. There's no worry. I mean, I've got, you know, a decent amount of cash in the portfolio to invest. I only think about that in terms of, you know, buying at a better opportunity. I don't think I'm going to cash because the world's going to hell in a handcart. Whatever handcart is. I suppose a handcart's one of those things, like you see on the old-fashioned Buster Keaton films and Charlie Chaplin movies, where they pump it like that on the railway. Is that a handcart? I don't know if that's a handcart, but anyway, so I never think, you know, ever the market is all doom and gloom. Because if you look at what we've gone through through the past, you know, everything from dot-com bubble, in fact, go back to 1929, the Great Depression. I wasn't around then, of course, but it was bad because people still talk about it. And then you got, you know, the Great Financial Crash, for example. That was the entire banking system seizing up. The very mechanisms by which money, you know, gets invested and travels around our economies, our systems, was seizing up. We got through that fine. Then you had a pandemic. You don't see that, you know, in 100 years. We got through that fine. So, you know, what's the worst that can throw at us? I mean, you know, debt worries. There's always debt worries. So, you know, I wouldn't be too worried. Interest rates will cure it. I mean, if we get... The only thing I'm worried about, really, is that the jobs market, and that's, you know, a precursor, really, is looking quite weak. And in America, they don't even know what the jobs figures are like because, you know, the government shut down and they haven't got any accurate numbers there. In fact, the ONS numbers are not accurate anyway, so who knows? But looking at recruitment in this country, it's quite bad. It hasn't been the lowest recruitment level since 2020. That's worrying. That is quite worrying, you know? But like I said, I think a lot of that is to do with national insurance being increased for businesses. Obviously, Rachel Reeves' growth policy seems to be the very opposite of what intended effect she wanted to have. But I think a lot of it will be cured with interest rates coming down. And so if you have a lower, slower jobs market, vacancies, and the economy slows down, then interest rates will come down. And so it's a natural mechanism to encourage, you know, more money into investment. And so it always corrects itself. That's why it's called a market correction, pretty much. Anyway, yeah, the NASDAQ, up 1.9% now, 22,069. Where's the S&P 500? Up 1.1%, and that was down last week, 2.7%. And the Dow Jones, that was down on Friday, 1.9%. It's now up 0.9%, so not really catching up. Maybe it's a lower high. And let's see if we can get a rally here, so far it goes, because if they don't break new highs, maybe this is the start of a sort of rollover. And you very rarely see, you know, massive one-day sell-offs and, you know, 20, 10% or something like that, it tends to take a while to roll over. So you've got plenty of time to sort of, but cautious, let's get a bit of cash on board maybe. I tell you what is rallying again. Gold! All-time high again. How many times have I said that? It's gone beyond preposterous. It's up 2.9% today. We're at $4,117 an ounce. I remember talking to John Mayer back in the podcast saying, oh, this is going to 3,000. You know, that was when it was at like 2.6 of that, and thinking, ooh, that's a brave call. It's now at 4,117. It's almost gone vertical since September. It can't keep going on. Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, we are at, when RSI has come off, the RSI has been above 70 now since, it's dipped below us a couple of times, but since September, early September 3rd, it's been hovering around 70, 75, this relative strength index, essentially when it gets to a certain level. And it doesn't tend to hang around at, you know, beyond 80 for long. So we'll see, but it's still rallying. Copper's also up 5.76%. Is this down to the rare earth things, or what has it done to that's rallying strongly. UK markets, FTSE 100, it's up 0.17% to 9,443. The FTSE 250, it's up 1.2% to 22,064. Not far off an all-time high. All-time high is, does this go back there? Yeah, all-time high was at 22,139. We're at 21,936, so not far off that. FTSE small cap, up 0.6% to 7,298. Again, not far off a relative high. Not an all-time high, but just, that was back in 2021. Looks like the AIM all share. What's happening there? 791, up 0.65%. Like I said, it'd be nice to get above 796. That's the recent high. But not far off. 791, 796 is the recent high. Brent crude is up 0.66%. $63.7 a barrel. I mentioned gold. What about debt? Government debt, the 2-year flat at 3.95%. That's the yield on the 2-year government bond. The 10-year government bond yield is at 4.666, number of the beast, down 0.15%. And the 30-year is down at 31% to 5.472%. A pound will buy you €1.15, $1.33. Okay, let's go to the microcap database. I've got four companies for you today. I don't know why I said that for you today. That reminds me of a DJ I used to work with. He used to try and be really personal on the radio and talk to people like, hey, how are you? All right? How are you? He used to really emphasize the word you. And the boss at the radio station I worked for used to love that. I thought it sounds cheesy as hell. It sounds really condescending. How are you? How are you? Hey, I tell you what I'll do for you. We're getting an added break going right now. After the hours, I'll put on Beyonce on for you. Okay, how's that? You should ask your questions like that. We understand how radio works, mate. We don't talk back to it. You know, most people don't talk back to a radio unless you're a bit mad. So to me, the boss used to love it. I thought, that sounds awful. Sounds cheesy. I'll get that on for you after the break. All right, how's that for you? Okay, interim results, One Spatial, SPA's ticker. What do they do? A global lead in providing location master data management software solutions and business applications, primarily to the government, utilities and transport sectors via the One Spatial platform. They did have news out recently. Did I mention this last week? I think. Yeah, they had a landmark One Street Works contract. Oh, it's quite fun, isn't it? How funny or coincidental how companies tend to release good news before results come out. I'm trying to get the share price up a little bit because they know the results won't be that good. And, you know, they're trying to soften the blow a little bit. So, at 55 pence a share, they are a 60 million market cap. Sorry, they yawned it. Enterprise value 61. In fact, that's increased a little bit because their debt has gone up. But let's look at the results here. Half-year results for One Spatial, SPA's ticker. Financial highlights. Revenue up 9%, 17.7 million. Net loss increased by 70% to -334,000 pounds. Net debt increased by 149% to 2.5 million. and free cash outflow, that's outflow, improved a bit to minus 1.13 million. Expect to generate a profit for 2026. They're expecting top line growth of 8% to 36 million and net profit growth of 619% to 1.2 million, but that would still put them on a PE of 51. Not cheap, is it? 2027, again, expecting 8% again top line growth, 39 million, and net profit up 133% to 2.8 million. That would put them on a PE of 22. So on a PE level, they're not cheap, but like I said, further improvement is expected in 2027. So currently, based on fundamentals, it's not compelling right here, but I do think their technology is very interesting. It's using these huge data sets to inform traffic about making better decisions, saving time and money. So I do think there's, it's maybe worth a watch, but as yet, you know, I'm not convinced of the valuation. Let's see what the share price, if it went down or up here. It's one of these tech companies I do quite like. I suppose it's highly priced because of that, because, you know, as I say, not cheap. But, yeah, I mean, if you look at broker notes, they go on like any EV sales and all that stuff, you know, because they, you find most brokers will do that if there's no real sort of earnings there. They'll just give it an EV sales figure. So, yeah. Okay, what's next? That's one spatial, half year results. Next, Costain Group. Costain secures £1 billion programme with Sellafield. The Costain is a sustainable infrastructure solutions company. The company is focused on four key markets of the United Kingdom with long-term investment in infrastructure, transport, water, energy and defence. Now, I wouldn't normally cover these if they were just judging the market cap, but they got a decent amount of cash. Their enterprise value is £257 million. But their market cap is 415, so they've got 158 million of cash, no debt. It's quite nice to see that. They pay a dividend about 1.5%. Let's have a look here. What is this? So, yeah, as utilities delivery partner, that's going to be at Sellafield. The Costain will refurbish and replace a variety of on-site and off-site utility distribution systems and services to enable Sellafield's decommissioning program. The contract is expected to be worth up to £1 billion to Costain and consists of an initial term of 9 years, with an option to extend by a further 6 years, either in a single extension or multiple small extensions. The total value of Sellafield's IDP is worth about £2.9 billion. So that's quite good, isn't it? So, you know, a billion over 9 years, what's that, 100 million a year? Forecast, there's no new broker note on this today, but just going over the half H1, they did have a bit of a profit warning early in the year. They bounced back quite nicely. So for the half year, the revenue down 18% to 525.4 million, net profit up 5% to 14.2 million, net cash 144.9 million versus 158.5. So, in fact, the cash has gone down a bit by 9% from the full year. And free cash outflow of 12.6 million versus inflow of 16.4. Now, forecasts for 25 are 1.1 billion, down 11%. Net profit of 38.6 million, that's up 26%. That's a PE of 11. EV earnings, 7. So, and then for 26, they expect to get the top line growth again. Top line is supposed to increase by 15% to 1.275 billion and net profit growth of 10% to 42.3 million, which is the PE 10, EV earnings 6. So I think overall, apart from 25, and 27 is supposed to improve as well, it seems like a decent enough growth and the valuation is quite low. So I think worth a watch. But the dip did happen. Just looking at the dip in costing, and it went down to... Yeah, literally, the profit warning on 20th of August, it dropped by 17%. It dropped from 167, pretty much, 163, down to 135, then came down in a bit of a bowl, a loop, at the 126, and I was back to 152. So, yeah, decent there, decent. Hmm. Okay, what's next? Let's have a look here. Science Group, SAG, is a ticker. I can't help thinking that ticker it's completely opposite the way it sounds. Signs Group, SAG, doesn't really reflect the company's dynamic innovation. SAG, is it really? It's an international science and technology consultancy and systems organization. The group's operating businesses are supported by a scalable corporate and shared services infrastructure and underpinned by a robust balance sheet, including significant cash resources and freehold property assets. So at 560 a share, they've got a market cap of 247 million, enterprise value 217. This is a trading update. Let's scroll down here. So Science Group remains on track to deliver another strong performance for the year ended 31st December 2025, with adjusted operating profit in line or slightly ahead of the board's expectations. Well, which one is it? Either in line or slightly ahead. Make up your mind. SAG's H1 results benefited from the sale of an investment called Ricardo with a return on investment of 74%. So for the H1 results, they had revenue growth of 6%, 157 million. That's 57 million. 57 million. Net profit increased by 318% to 24.7. That was due to the sale. And net cash increased to 72.7 million, up from 28.6. For 25, expected to do, in fact, it's worth looking at 26 because, like I said, that one-off exceptional sale boosts their profit by 153% to 30.4 million. So revenue is best to be sort of flat for 25 to 112 million, but profit boosted. And on those figures, there are a PE of 8. But if you scroll through 26, top line growth of 4% to 116 million. Net profit growth down 60%, of course, because that's an exceptional item, of 12.2 million. Puts them on a PE of around like 20, but EV earnings will be low because they've got 72 million of net cash. And as the broker says, gives them optionality to fund acquisitions, buybacks, or partially return via a tender offer. Something worth a watch. It's been a strong share price there, but maybe worth a watch, SAG. Let's look at the share price here. It's flat pretty much. It's rallied strongly over the last, as if since April, it was at 410 a share. It's now at 550. But it's now in a sort of range, top end of the range, 580, bottom end of the range, 550. But nevertheless, it's, you know, there you go. Okay, anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Any more? Any more for any more? Oh, Tristel, last one. Yeah, Tristel. T-S-T-L. T-S-T-E-L. They're a global infection prevention company focused on the manufacture and supply of products using its unique proprietary chlorine dioxide chemistry. So, at 358 a share, their market cap 170 million, enterprise value 158 million. Let's scroll to the final results today. So revenue up 11% to 46.5 million. Net profit up 2% to 6.64 million. Net cash increased by 9% to 12.8 million. And free cash flow up 73% at 10 million. All good there. All positives. Revenue double digit. Free cash flow double digit. Good results from Tristel. Double digit top line growth. Cash increasing. And they've increased their dividend. Let's look for 2026. Expecting 10% top line growth at 51.1 million. Top line, and 22% net profit growth to 8.1 million. So that would give them a sort of PE of 21. EV earnings a bit less than that, 20. For 2027, again, 10% growth, 56.2 million in top line, and 8.8 million for net profit. That's 9% growth. So value is fair, so 19 PE for that. It's not cheap, but it's a good quality company. And you have to pay up for quality, you know, so maybe worth watching for dips there on Tristel. Very good. That's it. Don't forget, sharepickers.com. If you want to become a member, I'm scratching the surface here of the details of these companies. If you want to look at more stuff, including the chart, the comments, all the news, all that stuff, the score of the company, as according to the Microcap League, all that, all the, you know, lots of detail there, lots of stuff there. Then go to sharepickers.com, get 40% off, and literally, it's the cost of a jumbo Savoy. That's all it is. £2.88 a week. That's it. And like I said, a Savoy, that feeds your belly, it decreases your health. Whereas this, you know, joining this club, feeds your mind, improves your wealth, hopefully. Thanks for listening. And if you've got any time and you like the podcast, please, if you could, on the podcast of your choice, give me a 5-star rating and review. That would help me awfully well in finding more listeners. Thanks a lot. Speak to you tomorrow. Hopefully the markets will be better tomorrow, because we got a bit of a fallout from the Americans and Trump's tweets. I don't know, tweets on Truth Social. Does anyone go on that anymore? It seems like, I think there's an account set up to reflect what Donald Trump says on Truth Social. And I think there's more followers on that than it is on his Truth Social. So that just answers my question, I suppose. Anyway, speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Oh, muchos apreciados.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.